Well, it was kind of an exciting weekend this weekend with the Oscars and all. And The Hurt Locker won most of the awards, which is very interesting since it's a movie that hardly anyone has seen. Actually, I didn't even like it. I just can't believe. But, you know, I have no idea how they pick these winners for these things. So what do I know? Today is March the 8th, and this is kind of cool because seems like most of the days these shows fall on are, I don't know, I just seem to think they're mostly odd-numbered cards. And today is a really nice birthday. It's a double spade birthday, another double spade. It's a two of spades and a king of spades. This is a very, very, this is a perfectionist. This is somebody who's a master of what they do. I used to have a dentist who was this birthday, and he was just the best dentist I've ever met. The two of spades brings precision and high intelligence, and the king of spades brings mastery and leadership on a grand scale. Now, it's possible that you could meet people born today who could be arrogant, domineering, because when you have a king as a ruling card, it tends to be a little more exaggerated than when it's just your birth card. But still, if you had some kind of work that you wanted to get done, somebody who would be born today would be somebody who would do an amazing job. They would just be perfection and mastery through the work. And people born today, let's see, actress Lynn Redgrave, and from the Monkees, Mickey Dolenz, of all people. Interesting to see his birthday show up. We have Randy Meisner. We have Peggy March. Baseball Hall of Famer Jim Rice, singer Gary Numan. Let's see here. Aidan Quinn. Yeah, that's interesting that he's a two of spades. Country musician Jim Dormeyer. Never heard of him. Let's see. Who else do I know on this list? Freddie Prinze Jr. James Vanderbeek. What a name. Hard to actually read it. Rock singer Tom Chaplin of Keen. Rock musician Andy Ross of OK Go. And R&B singer Christina DeBarge, who's only 20 years old today. Happy birthday, all of you folk. I've been hard at work just to let my people, our students, know. I've been hard at work on a brand-new website where you'll be able to go and get all of the card training you want, and all you'll need is a web browser. You can do it from anywhere. And basically, all of my materials will be available, and you will be able to log in and take advantage of not only all of the card training that you've ever wanted, but you'll also be able to access all the features that we have in our software online. If everything goes as planned, it's going to be quite exciting. And it's going to be a community where you can connect with other people who are doing the cards as well. But you'll be able to get training right all the way up to the professional level. As a matter of fact, I have a new book that hasn't been released yet that's really made for those who want to do professional card readings. I call it the highest level card book I've ever written. That's going to be available as part of a course on this website. If everything goes well, we might have that released in the next month. So stay tuned for further announcements about that. Okay, we're not going to have a contest question tonight. Just couldn't think of a good question, but I'm sure I'll have one by next week. So tonight's topic is about creating your destiny. This is about your destiny. So how can the system of the science of the cards be used by you to actually mold your destiny the way you would like it to be? And really, when we're using the cards in the highest way possible, everything in our life is a continual success. Now, this sounds like a fantasy on the surface, but it's not. I've experienced this for the last 20 some years, 20, maybe 22 years now, that my life has just been continually successful ever since I started aligning myself with my cards. But there are some things you need to know about how to really get into this groove with your cards. Okay? But first I want to mention that this system and astrology, all the ancient sciences which are true sciences, and that does exclude some things like Tarot. Tarot is not a true or a scientific method at all, except for the 22 major arcana part of it. But any of the ancient sciences which are true sciences were created to help us, to help mankind. Now, only those of the highest consciousness could actually divine the true meanings underneath astrology and the cards. They're the ones that brought it forth, and it came from high consciousness. It came from a time in history, some say 20,000 years ago, when some beings had there were much more people with really high consciousness around at that time. And they were able to transmit this knowledge to us. But it was meant for everybody to use it, not just those of higher consciousness. And it can be used for any purpose. The cards in astrology can be used to make money. People can use it. Many people have used it to figure out the stock market just to make money. And it doesn't matter if you're a good person, righteous or unrighteous. These systems are still available for anybody. Okay, so this is something that can be used. But everybody has positive and negative cards in their life. And there are cycles that we all go through. So the first step in using the system of cards for your personal, to create your personal path, is to know yourself. You need to understand who you are as seen through the cards. That's one of the main benefits of this system. Being able to see ourselves and understand who we are and accept. Come into a greater acceptance of ourselves, or maybe a broader acceptance. Like, we might think we know ourselves, but there can be parts of ourselves that we have completely ignored or pushed away. We probably marry somebody that has those traits when we do that. But by knowing the cards and by seeing what's there, we can come into an embracing of that. And we can broaden who we are and include more of who we are and not have to push away anything in our life or anyone in our life. And knowing ourselves, understanding what's our positive, what would be our purpose in life perhaps, because the cards often reveal our purpose as well, what kind of career we would choose, what would be most important to us, is it work, relationships, family, community, all these things are revealed by the cards and astrology. I use them both. So use this system first to gain a greater understanding of yourself. Once you know yourself, then you can begin to set about planning using the cards as well. But to know yourself is the beginning of all wisdom and understanding of our place in these cycles. Now, the cards in astrology reveal the cycles of life that we go through. The cards you have in your spread, though, will always be interpreted in the context of who you are. There could be 10 people born your birthday. They could show up a lot different. They could each be acting out or pushing away from certain aspects of that card. Okay, that birth card and that ruling card. You need to know how you stand with that. Like, I've met lots of people like who they'll be like, let's say, an unmarriageable card. This happens a lot, actually. And they swear up and down that they're marriageable. Marriage is all, and they get married. And for some reason, their spouse always ends up cheating on them and eventually leaving them. Why is that? Is it possible that they have those traits within and they keep having to marry somebody in order to see it? So when you read about your card and your ruling card, your birth card, do you see things that you say, oh, no, that's not me. I'm not like that at all. Well, give that some second thought. Maybe you're pushing away. So let's just say you've come into an embracing of who you are in the cards and you're okay with how you are. Maybe You're not perfect. You have the possibility of expressing your birth card and ruling card on a positive side and on a negative side. That's all part of who you are. But you've come into an acceptance of that. Well, now you're ready to take the cards and look at the influences coming ahead in your life and to take advantage of every good thing and to be prepared for every negative experience that might come your way. I have found that the more spiritual work I do on myself, even sometimes when I have a potentially really difficult card in my life, it doesn't turn out to be hard like it could or would in a lot of cases. I've had cards that I was really kind of concerned about turn out to be the most biggest blessings that has happened to me in years. It can happen that way. So you see these cycles, and you harmonize yourself with that. If you see a Ten of Hearts, what does that mean? A long-range card. It means getting out into the public, getting with people. If you're in business, it means advertising. It means getting the word out. It means holding classes. It means giving talks. It means being on a radio show. If you're single and you want to get married, it can mean a marriage, because a marriage is a gathering, usually, of a lot of people, a lot of hearts, a lot of people drawn together by love, whereas a Ten of Clubs would be a lot of people drawn together to learn something. So when you look at these cards, you see opportunities. If you see a 9, don't be afraid. Like in a long-range card, 9 can mean fulfillment. It can mean the attainment of something you've wanted for a long time. Yes, it can mean the ending, but the ending could be a good ending. They're not always bad. Graduating from college or graduating from some long thing is not bad, and yet it would be represented as a 9. So seeing the cards and knowing yourself, you harmonize yourself. 4 of Spades, buying a home. 4 of Hearts, being grounded, starting a family, getting married, or having security with people you love. 8 of Diamonds, making a lot of money, spending a lot of money. 10 of Diamonds, even more. Prepare. You could have the best cards in your life, and if you don't act upon them once you know them, nothing's going to happen. If you don't take action, if you don't harmonize yourself with what's there, a 10 of Diamonds is not going to do anybody good if they're on a fixed income. You won't even notice it. Nothing may happen at all. A marriage card or a lover's card will do no good to somebody who's already decided, even if it's unconscious, that they will have nothing to do with relationship again. Some people get hurt so bad that they've actually decided they're not going to do it again. All these love cards come and go. Nothing happens. Is it because the cards are not accurate? No, it's because it's all taken in context of you. Your cards are taken in context of you. Once you're aware of yourself, and the cards help us to be aware, they're a spiritual tool. They do increase our self-awareness as a reflective tool. Once we get to know ourselves better, then we see the cards that are coming. We harmonize ourselves with that and everything. It's just like the red carpet, like last night's Oscars, the red carpet is rolled out. Well, the red carpet is rolled out for us. We're the ones walking the red carpet of our life. And there you have the power in the system. And that's how it's meant. Now, there will be negative cards. Everybody's going to have challenges because nobody here is perfect. So there will be times when your imperfections will be right in your face. That's going to happen. If you think you're perfect, you could just give up right now. You'll keep getting hammered until you realize that you're not perfect. It's embracing our imperfection is what leads to true perfection. Embracing the fact that we have all of these things. We have an angel in us as well as the devil. Each of us. There's nobody who's immune to this, you see. And negative cards can sometimes show up and be times when our awareness gets increased. I call these spiritual cycles. Cycles of greater spiritual fulfillment and not material fulfillment. Though sometimes it can happen at the same time. You can have great material fulfillment while you're also having spiritual fulfillment. But usually there's a spiritual cycle and a material cycle where one is the predominant force in our life. So knowing these cards, understanding at the beginning of each year, you start a whole new pattern. You got new influences, a chance to be different, a chance to make things different. There's a seven-year cycle that you can read about in the Cards of Your Destiny book on page 108. When you start a new seven-year cycle, things can really change in a big way, starting a whole, like starting over again. Everybody has a chance to start over again. So knowing your cycles, knowing when it's good to press forward, when it's good to take a rest, when it's good to be inactive. Nobody alive can keep pushing, pushing, pushing constantly without getting sick, without illness. We have to take these breaks, okay? So this is how we use the cards to create a beautiful destiny. There's no card, no birthday, and no person that doesn't have the power to make this happen so that life unfolds like a beautiful story, a story of hope, faith, love shared, and so forth. Okay? Well, I enjoyed sharing that with you. I hope it was helpful for you in some way. We're going to take a short break, and we have lots of callers lined up. I didn't get birthdays from anybody tonight, so I will be asking your birthday when you come on. Be prepared to tell me that, and then go right in to tell me what your question might be. And our first song tonight, one that I really like, is called Flying. We'll be right back after we listen to Flying. And that was Flying, and I recorded about a month ago. Hope you enjoyed it. Okay, our first caller tonight is Linda from Nova Scotia. Her birthday is August 27, 1968. She's a Queen of Hearts, King of Ten of Clubs. Are you there, Linda?
I am, yes. Thank you for having me on the show.
Welcome to the show.
Thank you.
What's on your mind this evening, Linda?
I'm just wondering what you might see for me career-wise at the moment or for the year coming ahead, what you might see for my job.
Well, in this system that I use, Linda, you're right in the middle of your year.
Okay.
Now, what are you doing for work this year?
Well, I'm managing a cafe, but presently I've taken some time off. The situation was quite stressful, and it's what I love to do as far as all aspects of the hospitality industry, but that the particular job that I'm in, I'm not sure if I should go back to it or if I should try to pursue something else. I'm just kind of in a place right now, not sure which way to go.
Okay, so I'm really surprised that somebody with your birthday is doing what I might call menial labor.
Okay.
Just to be blunt about it.
Yes, okay. Yes.
Because I know that you have much greater aspirations than that inside of you.
Okay.
Okay. You're a Queen of Hearts, and you're also a Ten of Clubs. Ten of Clubs is a teacher. Now, the Queen of Hearts in you certainly wants to take care of and help other people.
Yes.
But the Ten of Clubs in you wants to do something. It could be in that same line, but it would be much bigger than working in a restaurant or a cafe. You understand?
Okay.
And maybe that's what you're feeling. I don't know. You know.
Maybe I do feel that I need to do something more than this, definitely. And I think that's why I feel like I'm kind of stuck in a situation. I feel like I'm not working to my full potential, for sure.
Okay, so you have between now and your next birthday to get this handled, okay?
Okay.
On your next birthday, it's a very significant year. It's the beginning of a whole new 7-year cycle.
Okay.
I was talking about that earlier in the show. And this Ten of Clubs is where you're headed, which is the teacher, the author, and teacher. Do you understand?
Okay.
That's where you're headed.
Okay.
That's what needs to happen. Either you need to write a book or align yourself with some place where you are the teacher.
Oh, my goodness, okay.
The big teacher, not like a teacher in a school who's working on a salary. You understand?
Right.
I'm talking about something a lot more significant than that.
Okay.
So you have, I don't know, 6 months to get this together?
Sounds good.
I think you can pull it off. I mean, your card is capable of some amazing stuff.
Sounds good.
And I see it happening. Now, your Saturn period begins on March 24th.
Okay.
And you might feel like during that period, which goes until May 15th, that not a lot happens work-wise.
Okay.
Just if that does happen that way, be okay with it. Okay?
Yes.
Just be easy with it, because things will start happening immediately in May. Okay?
Okay.
Big stuff's going to start to occur for you. And especially if you've been thinking about what I said and you're ready to act when you see the right thing show up.
Okay.
You know, there's got to be some action.
There's got to be some action.
I was also saying that in the beginning, you know, without action, it doesn't mean anything.
Exactly.
But you have the capability of being like a famous teacher. I have no doubt about it. I know so many people. For some reason, I track people of your birthday. I have so many friends and clients that I've met over the years. And
yes.
I'd say 90% of them are very successful teachers.
Okay. Well, my mom's always told me that, so I guess that I better go in that direction.
Yeah, if Mama said, that means you got to do it.
Yeah, I will. I think I will. I'll really see what comes my way.
Plus, I said it too.
Go with it.
All right, Linda, thank you for being my guest tonight, and good luck, and keep in touch. Call back and let us know what things are going on in about 4 months.
Okay, sounds good. Thank you so much, Robert. Bye-bye.
All right, good night. Have a good night. Okay, our next call tonight is Paige. She's in Oregon on line B2. That was line B3, by the way, that was just hung up. And Paige's birthday is October 3rd, 1980. Are you there, Paige?
I'm here.
Did I get your birthday
right? Can you hear
me?
Yep, it's 10380.
Welcome to the show.
Thank you so much. So I've got a love triangle. I don't even know if it even is a love triangle. I was partners with a man in a very emotional, very intense relationship from pretty young for the last 11 years, and we have a 10-year-old daughter, and last year, or I guess maybe a year and a half ago, his mom passed away, and we went through a really, really rocky period, and we broke up, and he met someone else, and they were dating for about a month, and she got pregnant, and now she's going to have a baby next month. So, and he and I still talk on the phone all the time, and he calls me, you know, when he's upset, and we talk every day for, I don't know, maybe too much. And today I actually, you know, said that I think maybe we should have some more space just as respect for her and also as respect for myself, because I feel so involved in this relationship still, and yet obviously it's taken, you know, a very big turn.
Right.
So I don't,
yeah.
I don't know. I mean, I just, yeah. what am I, and my life, I'm pretty sure, is going really well. I mean, it's actually been great being outside the relationship. I've really, because we got together, like I said, when I was very young, I've really found myself, my own art, and what I'm doing with my life is like, I mean, it's really set to take off. Like, it looks like everything's aligning really well. And
now, tell me what his birthday is, please.
His birthday is 12/5/72, December 5th of 1972.
Okay.
And I wouldn't give up what I have right now to, you know, I wouldn't exchange my freedom and independence and feelings of, you know, power for being in a relationship with him. And yet I still love him so much. I don't know.
Well, you know, we can love lots of people in our life, but it doesn't mean we're going to be living with all of them.
Right.
You know. Now, this man, I'm sure this is a good guy. I mean, just from his birthday, he's a good guy. He's not, you know, first thing I want to know, is he a shyster or not? There's a lot of guys out there who are shysters.
Oh, no, he's a really good guy, yeah.
Yeah, he's a good guy. I can tell you that that's true. But he's got himself in a situation, and he really shouldn't be calling you, you know? And you shouldn't be talking to him. I mean, honestly,
right.
You know,
right.
This is not helping him move on with his life. You know what I mean?
Can I tell you her birthday? Because she's got a great birthday. I don't know what her card is, but
no, I don't really need to know her birthday. I need to know is about him, and we know about him because he's the one you're focused on. Doesn't really matter what her birthday is, okay? But
okay.
You know, you need to say, listen, I can't talk to you until you've cleaned this up and be clear about it and let it go.
Yeah.
You got to let it go. For both of your sake, if he's not strong enough to do it, and if you're not strong enough to do it, that means that you like this. If you don't do something about it, it means this is what you want. You want to be the outside person in a three-person, well, actually four-person, including the baby, relationship. See?
And our own daughter, so that's five.
Yeah. I mean, he's going to be part of your life forever anyway, but it's not appropriate for him to be calling you on a personal level anymore. It just isn't.
Are you sure?
Yep.
I know that, obviously, like, I've got my own, you know, desires involved, but I definitely go back and forth with whether or not the line of thinking of, you know, what is appropriate relationship with what is appropriate boundary, whether or not that was actually instituted at a different conscious level than what we're at now. Do you know what I mean?
No, I do not know what you mean. I don't see any reason why that would be appropriate, given the fact that he's having a baby with somebody else. That's the facts. It is completely inappropriate for him to be having an intimate or personal conversation with you. You're not friends.
I am okay? a friend. What are you talking about? No, we're not friends.
So you're saying that you can't be friends with a man. A man cannot be friends with the woman that he wants something from. Okay. I do.
So for our daughter, we share a daughter, right? You understand that, but you don't.
I know, and you could be cordial and all that, but it's very unhealthy. And I know that you're feeling torn about it. Why? Because it's not appropriate. It's not. You could, and now you have you're a six of diamonds and a ten of hearts. Okay.
Yeah.
And Libra, so you're really focused on relationship. The thing about the ten of hearts is, you can sort of talk yourself into anything. You have to be careful about that.
Yeah.
That's something that you do, and you can explain it to yourself in a way that it sounds perfectly reasonable, but it's really not the best thing. And everybody around you will tell you, but you have the power to ignore that if you want, you know, including what I'm telling you here. And I don't really care what you do with him. I'm just telling you what I think. Okay? You call up to get a free reading, and this is what I see. You can do whatever you want. I'm telling you, this has no possibility of being anything positive in the future. If you can let him let go and let him take care of what he has to take care of, then he might come back into your life. But it's got to be something that's clean. This is very unclean.
Yeah, it's been unclean for a long time.
Yeah, and so, you know, you're probably the stronger one. It sounds like he's not too strong. You know, he's not strong enough to let go. So you're the one who's calling. You're the one who's strong. So unfortunately, that leaves the responsibility on your shoulders.
Right.
See?
Well, it's okay. Will you please tell me what her card is?
What's her birthday?
8/18/81. Great birthday.
She is an eight of clubs. Leo, eight of clubs.
Yes, she's a Leo.
Yeah. I think if you wanted him back, you could have him. Okay?
I know. I've been doing dream work with her. She won't talk to me at all, but I've been doing dream work and we've been
it's so dirty, the whole thing. You know, because there's no boundaries.
I know. It's
there needs
cursed.
To be
it's
healthy
messed
boundaries.
Up, isn't it? It's awful.
You can do it.
It's really
you
awful.
Have to set it. You got to stop playing around.
I know. It's a good time for it too. It's a good time for me to really clean up my own energy field
If you let this go, there'll be somebody else right behind that's way better for you. Okay? That's a big if.
it's a really big if.
Okay, Paige, thanks for calling. I'm going to have to let you go.
Thank you. Have a good night.
Thanks. Bye-bye. Okay, our next caller is from Tucson. And her name is, I think, Marnie. And she's
That's
May 5th, 1963. Did I get that name right?
Yes, you did. Thanks.
Hi, Marnie. Welcome to the show.
Hi. I'm going to sound like Paige here. I've been trying to break up with a man now it's sort of been a long, drawn-out breakup. His birthday is 12/16/46.
Uh-huh.
And he's into polyamory and I'm not. And yet, for some reason that I can't quite understand, even though we want completely different things, this breakup is completely heartbreaking and totally devastating to me. And I'm not sure why it's so hard, because, you know, I can see logically where it's really an unhealthy relationship for me.
Mm-hmm.
So my question is, what is the message of this relationship? Like, what is it I'm not getting? And what is the rightful place of this person in my life?
Sure. Well, it's kind of hard, you know, some relationships in our lives are extremely significant. They just are, you know. And they affect us more. Why? Because we have some kind of karma with these people from the past.
Mm-hmm.
And in the card system, everybody has two karma cards. Well, almost everybody, I should say. It's not actually everybody. But most cards do. Well, he happens to be one of your karma cards. See? So that in itself signifies a lot of this is a special relationship for some important reason. And it may not be a conscious reason. It may not be anything you can put your finger on. It's just something that you are aware of because you feel it. You know what I'm saying?
That's how it feels. It's completely illogical, but I just feel very strongly.
One thing that you and he have in common is that you're both very insecure when it comes to relationships.
Right.
And his insecurity manifests as a desire for polyamory. Because how better not to feel too afraid if you always have a backup person? Okay?
Mm-hmm.
He's looking for some backups. So that if one person leaves him, he'd never have to feel that pain of being alone. That's what he's trying to avoid. Okay? Plus, he's probably a highly sexed individual, too. But I think it's more the insecurity that really drives that desire of his. And unfortunately, he's not really conscious about it. He doesn't know that's what's why he's doing it. He's probably looking at it from a philosophical point of view and saying, oh, this is a really good philosophy, and it's just perfectly fine.
He thinks it's a spiritual path.
Exactly. Yeah. And it might be for some people, but in his particular case, it's a way to avoid feeling afraid. Okay?
Right.
I can tell you that from his birthday. Now, I've met other people that are polyamory, and it's perfectly fine. They're not doing it from some place of insecurity.
Right.
You see? But unfortunately, he's not. So in a way, it's a lie to him. It's a lie. Understand? And it never will feel right, and he'll always have a conflict with it. He'll always have other partners that don't go along with it. He wouldn't be hanging on to you. I mean, if he was really clear about it, he wouldn't waste any time with you. And yet he is wasting time with you now, isn't he?
Yes.
Yeah, so why is that?
He completely always, tries to get me back and comes back to me over and over and over again.
Right, because, see, he's not really clear about this thing. He's not really 100% polyamory is a thing for me. To be honest, I don't think he could actually handle polyamory. It would be too scary for him in real life, okay? But the question is, what are you doing, and how is your insecurity coming into the match? You don't owe this person anything, that's for sure. You have strong past life connections, but I can find you 100,000 people that you have strong past life connections with, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So it's up to you to let it go and move on. You're probably the only one that's powerful enough to have that happen. I don't think he's strong enough. Unfortunately, the guys tonight are getting a bad rap. I think there's a lot of weak guys out there, and this is another one of those weak guys. You know, if he would recognize his weakness, he could be a strong guy. He could be a powerful man. But I don't think he's even taken the first steps to looking at his own weakness.
No, we tried to do counseling, and I could obviously tell that he didn't want to do the work.
Yeah, so then the question comes down to what's going on with you, okay? Marnie, what's going on with you?
That's what I want to know.
Well, it's your fear, Marnie, and it's your ideal. You know, you're dreaming about some love that you might have, but this guy's a really bad choice.
Mm-hmm.
Anybody who wasn't you could tell you that, and I'm sure they have.
They have.
I'm sure a lot of people have told you already, right?
Yes.
So you've heard it again. Now it's time to act on it, even though it might be painful, to do what you know. Set him free and set yourself free. Maybe he'll come back after he grows up a little bit. You know? I don't think so, though. He's beyond that age, actually, growing up. Okay?
Okay, so basically then...
I know you're afraid of letting him go, but you need to.
So, I mean, completely 100% never have anything to do with him, don't talk with him, don't let him in my life, don't...
Yeah, no calls, no talks, for at least 3 months.
Okay.
You know, I mean, I had a situation once where I had a girlfriend, and I knew we weren't really doing well, but it was just so hard. And, you know, she'd call and I'd go back, you know, over and over again.
Right.
maybe you recognize this, you know.
Yes.
And I finally, one day we were broke up for almost a month, and she showed up one night at my house, and I had a date that night, and she just went totally berserk. I had to file a restraining order.
Right.
And that got rid of her. And it was painful to do that, but it worked. Mm-hmm. And you may have to do that. I'm not saying you will, but if you do, be prepared to do it.
Yeah.
All right?
And can you speak to me a little bit about, you know, the, I know I have a fear about not having, you know, relationship at the level that I want. And I guess what I'm looking for is some reassurance.
Well,
that I can have that.
If you are willing to work on it, yes. Anybody can. There's no, your card isn't the worst in the deck. Okay? But you have to make it a priority. Ace of Spades can get so caught up in their work that they don't want to take the time to work on themselves. Okay?
So it's about me working on myself, basically.
It's about you, yeah. You're working on your emotional side. You have a lot of fear there. You need to face it. You need to look at it and be with it and be okay with it. It's not going to happen by, you know, not looking at it. You have to be with it. You have to take the time to get to know it and be okay with it. That's where the acceptance comes in, see?
By it, you mean?
Your fear.
Ah, my fear, okay.
The thing that you don't want to look at, okay?
Right.
Okay, I'm going to have to let you go, but you're welcome to call back, and we can talk about that some more sometime, Marnie.
Great. Thank you. I appreciate
it. Oh, yeah, you're welcome. Have a good night.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Okay, another break is on this way here, and we're going to listen to the song called Transitions. Here's a good song for a lot of people tonight. We're all, seems like a lot of people going through transitions. Well, here's a little song that I wrote that kind of has that feeling to me. And that was Transitions, a song I recorded about a month ago. Okay, next caller up tonight is, let's see, this is Vanessa from California. Her birthday is January 17th, 1968. How are you doing, Vanessa?
I'm doing well, thank you. How are you, Robert?
I'm great. And you are a 10 of diamonds and a 5 of hearts.
5 of hearts, so that's my ruling card.
That's correct, which says a lot about you.
Okay, well, that's what I'm calling for, is to find out more about really the topic of tonight, wanting to learn a little bit more about my destiny and, you know, my life purpose, basically. I'm kind of in transition right now, so I thought it was very appropriate. I'm actually just kind of in conflict with my marriage, and a lot of it ties in with what to do career-wise, and it's like the two kind of dictate where I'm going a little bit. So I'm just calling to get a little more clarity on, you know, what my strengths are and what you see from, you know, my purpose.
Well, I can say some general things which I think will be appropriate. Okay. First of all, being a 5, marriage is usually not the best choice. Now, I'm not saying you can't make that choice, but there's such a strong desire for freedom.
Mm-hmm.
In that, all the people who are 5s, that usually that precludes marriage, okay, in many cases. All right?
Okay.
And, you know, you might have some reasons for why you need to get divorced. Like I've heard you mention career and stuff. And it could be true that the real reason is just that you want to be free again. Okay.
Even though it feels like he's the one that's creating the sabotage and not putting the effort into doing what we could be doing together to come back together and fix the marriage. And
what is his birthday? What is his birthday?
He's March 25th, 1959.
March 25th. Well, that birthday happens to be very, very fixed when it comes to their ideas about marriage and relationship.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, they pretty much want to have it the way they want to have it.
Yeah.
And, you know, that's not going to change. Okay.
Right. That's what I realize.
And they can also tend to be somewhat dominating, you know, to their partners. Well, anybody who's a 5 is not going to have themselves be controlled by somebody else.
Right.
It's like, forget it, buddy.
It's interesting. He doesn't seem to overtly control me, but I can definitely tell he tries to control me emotionally in manipulative ways.
Well, they have such fixed ideas about how a marriage should look, should be, how a wife should be. And it's very, very strong in them, and it's very difficult for them. I don't think they could actually let go and change if they even really wanted to, you know?
Yeah.
It's interesting. Jessica Simpson was married to Nick Lachey, and she's a 5 of diamonds, and he's a jack of clubs, same as your husband.
Mm-hmm.
And not the same birthday, but same card. And, you know, I mean, I knew that wasn't going to last very long because no 5 is going to want to be controlled in that manner, see? And it didn't last all that long, that relationship, even though they had a big TV show and, you know, had lots of reasons to stay together, still couldn't, they couldn't do it.
Right.
So, you know, in terms of you, you know, I mean, there's a thing about the 10 of diamonds as an issue that all 10 of diamonds must face. And that issue is, and this is especially true for the women, and the issue is learning how to receive, and especially learning how to receive from a man. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
The 10 of diamonds always thinks like they have to go out and do it. Like you get this career thing going, right? Oh, I got to go out there. I got to make it happen. I can't let anybody just give it to me.
Mm-hmm.
And really that, even it's called the most blessed card in the deck. And that one little quality keeps a lot of them in sort of a poverty place a lot, you know? The fact that they can't open up to the idea of that it's okay to receive from somebody else, you know? And they're often quite beautiful and quite attractive women, and You would think that, you know, they would have a man and just want to give them everything, but they won't. They just won't stand for it.
Hmm.
Isn't that interesting?
Yes, it is interesting. You know, I don't have a man that wants to give me anything, so it's not necessarily.
Well, that is you, though. That's what
you
me.
Picked. That's why I chose him, is what you're
saying. That's right. That's exactly right. You picked a man that was like that when you could have picked somebody who was very generous. And yeah. So now you have this guy there to fight with about it, but it's actually your issue, not his. Okay? So, you know, I'm not saying you have to go out and get married to somebody to make all this right for yourself, but when the opportunity presents itself, you need to learn how to open up and receive. Half of prosperity is receiving. See, it's not always about giving and being the one who did it all. Another half is how well can we let something good just show up in our life and have it manifest. That's a big part of it for everybody. But for the Ten of Diamonds, it's a major life issue.
Okay.
All right.
So with all that being said, because I'm really feeling I do need to end this relationship, and in order to do that, I need to have my career going. And I have many, many ideas of things I want to do. I'm just not
is there
sure
is there somebody else in your life yet?
Relationship-wise?
Yeah.
No, there is someone that is interested in me, definitely has expressed that a number of times, but I have continually told them I'm not willing to go there while I'm married, and I just, and I'm not, I don't feel an interest to even move toward him, married or not, because I just don't feel that.
Yeah, I see that. It's going to become more pronounced towards the end of March. That thing is going to become more pronounced. And I wouldn't be surprised if you starting to have a lot more, thinking about it a lot more, okay?
Okay.
You know, it's okay to want your career and all that. I think that's great. And I think you should get involved in career. But clean up your marriage first, and it may take longer than you think.
What do you mean, quit my marriage? Because
I mean, get your divorce handled.
Okay. Yeah, but to get divorced, I need to be making money because he's.
Catch 22.
Yeah, catch 22. That's exactly it.
Okay. Well, that's a fine mess you've gotten yourself into.
Yeah, did I forget to mention that part?
I remember. I think it was the Three Stooges. They would sit around and they would be all beat up or something. They'd go, "This is another fine mess you got me into." Well, you got yourself in a no-win situation. How are you going to get out of that?
Well, that I feel that I can as long as I am creating the career that I want and that's aligned with my purpose. And I feel
you can do all sorts of things. Businesses and promotion is really what you're good at.
Business and promotion?
Mm-hmm.
What about being a teacher or a speaker or...
Sure, that would be fine, too, as long as it makes a lot of money.
Yeah, I know it's got to be aligned with making a lot of money, definitely.
Yeah.
So you said the other... I listened to one of your archives, and you said something about Ten of Diamonds. Do not always make money because... And you said, I can't go into that. Something to do with they stop themselves or something like that, and there was something... I don't remember exactly what it was, but I'm very curious if there's something you tell me, the best advice you can give me with being a Ten of Diamonds to be able to achieve my greatest success. Is there something that you may be able to share with me?
Have a business. Have a business.
Okay,
you have natural business ability.
Okay.
Have your own business.
Okay. I feel like that is very important to me, so I will keep moving in that direction. Okay.
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay, great. Well, I appreciate it. Thank you very much.
You're very welcome. Have a great night.
You too, Robert. Thank you.
All right. Bye, Vanessa. Okay, next up is Kathleen from Florida. She must be staying up late. March 27th, 1980. Are you there, Kathleen?
Hi, Robert. How are you doing?
I'm well. How are you?
I'm good. I've spoken to you before, actually, on your show. I'm an Nine of Clubs, and you last time I talked to you was probably about 2 months ago. And you told me I just kind of need to put myself out there in the dating world. And I've been hanging out with this guy for like almost 2 years now. We've been friends. And recently we've started to become very sexual. But I still feel like we're on this friend level. And I just don't know if it's something I should pursue or if it's something I should walk away. His birthday, he's, what is he? think he's the seven of, what is he, seven of spades, I think. But his birthday is July 21st.
July 21st, 14. He's a nine of diamonds, if I'm not mistaken. No, July 24th, 14, 35, 20. Seven of clubs.
Seven of clubs.
Oh, wait a minute. What year is he born? Just curious.
78.
Yeah, seven of clubs and nine of hearts. So, you're not sure if you should get involved with him? Is that it?
Well, I don't know. I'm not sure if I should try to, like, maybe pursue this or if I should just remain friends with him, or I'm not really sure how I feel about it.
Well, you know, you can, I guess you can just keep on being friends with benefits. If that's
what
you're doing.
I don't know. I just feel like, I don't know. I'm not really sure what to do with it.
Well, I mean, he's a marriageable person. That's good news. Okay. There are some guys that really shouldn't even waste your time on. He's marriageable if that's what you're looking for. But, you know, typically nine of clubs are looking for somebody with whom they have a really special feeling. Like nine of clubs, well, they want their socks to be knocked off, you know?
Yeah, well, my socks are knocked off, like, sexual-wise and looks-wise. He's extremely, extremely, extremely beautiful and handsome and attractive. But he's just got some insecurities that just drive me nuts. So.
And you don't?
Oh, I'm sure I do.
Oh, are you perfect?
I'm sure I have. Not at all.
So if his insecurity bothers you, it could mean that he's reminding you of your own insecurity, and you don't want it. You don't like that, you know, possibly.
Yeah,
okay.
That could be the case.
Now he's a Cancer man, and Cancer men tend to be insecure, okay? Or I should say they tend to be security conscious, okay? Like always thinking about being safe. That can drive some people wild. I mean, you know, if that's not really you, you're an Aries, you're like Miss Brave, Miss Courage, right? And he's showing all this fear, and now, like, you know, and you're like, stop being a wimp.
Yeah, but it's not even like, it's a different fear. It's like he's very insecure with, like, because he's so attractive and he works so hard to get there. I feel like he's, like, insecure with those things, you know? Like, I don't know. I feel like I'm very secure with myself, even though I'm not perfect. But he has just so many, like, insecurities about that, and he's just so attractive, and he's worked so hard to get there.
Well, you know,
I
mean, you'll have to decide if you can tolerate all that insecurity or not, right?
Mm-hmm.
You guys have a past life love
connection.
We're going on a trip
together in August, in April, like the beginning of April. April 11th, and I don't know what we're because I'm going to be starting a new phase, right? So I'm going to be going into what?
Well, on your birthday, you start a new phase.
Yeah.
You shouldn't try to make your mind up until after your birthday, okay?
It's so complicated.
Sorry to give you the bad news, but decisions made in Neptune are usually based on false information.
Yeah, it's true.
Usually they are. So it's, I mean, but how long have you been dating this guy? How long have you guys been sexual? For more than a month or what?
Yeah, probably about 2 months now.
Okay, so maybe it's okay to decide. I mean, but, you know, things might seem a little confusing until after your birthday. Okay?
Okay.
Okay,
so thank you.
You'll be a lot clearer after your birthday. Let's put it that way.
Okay.
All right?
Okay, great. Have a good night. Thank you so
much. Yeah, you're welcome. Thanks for being my guest.
It was a pleasure. Take care.
All right, Kathleen. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
And there is another woman whose name starts with a K, who's a king of hearts in her case. I love that, how that works. Okay, our next caller is Robert. He's August the 7th, 1942. Are you there, Robert?
Yes, I am. How are you?
I'm good. Welcome to the show.
Thank you very much.
What can I do
for
you?
I have two problems, mainly career-wise destination. I went to L.A. and got beat up pretty bad. Now I'm back in Florida, which I really don't like. Every time I get out of Florida, I come back.
Well, you must be mad at yourself about that.
Yeah, I am.
Yeah, like, why am I back here? I just got out of this darn place. So what kind of work have you been doing, Robert?
I'm a contractor, paint houses, but basically I'm an actor. SAG, Equity, and Writers Union.
Okay, so you do acting as well as contracting?
Yeah.
Okay. So, I don't know. You know, it's hard to say here, looking at your cards. First of all, you're in the worst period of the year, which started on March the 4th. Okay? Just started. So you're not going to feel too hot till like April 25th, okay?
Okay.
No one likes the Saturn period, pretty much, you know. Some people maybe, but rare. And you're going to be feeling a little lonely in this period, okay? I guarantee
yes.
that. But like the interesting thing is that you're displacing the Nine of Spades, and that tells me that, you know, really, you're supposed to like kind of let go of something big that you've been doing for a long time. I don't know what that is, whether it's your contracting work or your acting work or where you've been living. I don't know, but something's got to go. Okay? That's the message of the Nine of Spades. And it's like something you need to pay attention to. You need to realize, hey, this is over for me. I need to get going, let it go. Do you happen to know what that is? Any idea what that might be?
Well, I've been acting since 1980. How many houses can I paint? I was keeping bread on the table, but...
Yeah. I hear you. Well, I don't know. Maybe the whole way you're going about all this, I don't know. You ever done anything really risky, like go for something you really love?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
How'd it work out?
Oh, I had a rough time.
I'm sorry, what?
I had a difficult time out there in L.A.
Oh, that was in L.A. you're referring to.
Yeah. I was trying to get in there.
You went out there to pursue an acting career?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Well, you know, that's such a tough field. I mean, there are so many people trying to do that same thing, as you know.
Right.
Now, it's the kind of thing, the whole acting thing is like, it's not even based on ability, you know?
I know that.
That whole energy.
There's many variables.
Yeah, there's, and it's not anything you can kind of like, apply a method to and expect to get consistent results. But I know one thing, that if you really love what you're doing, good things happen. And what I mean by that is if you're really enjoying it in the moment, you know, if you're really enjoying whatever it is you're doing with it at the time of doing it, that magic happens. People notice you. People want you. People want to hire you. Doors open. So, you know, but when we're trying to do something, when we're like working so hard at it, we're usually not enjoying it at all. You know, we're trying to achieve something. We have some kind of plan and we got some kind of goal and, you know, we're not even enjoying the process. We just want to reach that goal and have that thing come true. And maybe that's what happened to you. So I'm suggesting a whole new approach.
Where you just
decide to do what you love to do and really enjoy doing it. See?
Right.
That's what I have to share with you tonight. Maybe that's helpful.
Okay,
hopefully.
Thank you very much.
Yeah. Hey, well, thanks for being my guest. You know, you're the same birthday as Charlize Theron, famous actress.
Right. There may be
some guys too. I don't know. What's that?
How about Florida? Is that good for me?
I don't know. I don't have time to really go into the locational stuff with you on the phone here. But let's see. Who else is born? David Duchovny is your birthday.
Right.
And
a lot of
Bruce
people in August.
Yeah. Well, no, I'm talking about your very birthday, August the 7th.
Right.
Charlize Theron, James Randi, Alan Leo, famous astrologer. We have Bruce Dickinson. And David Duchovny, I already told you that. John Glover. Anyway, good luck with everything, Robert. Thanks for calling.
Thanks very much. Bye-bye.
All right. See you later. Okay, we're going to have time for one more call. Then we're going to call it a night. Our last caller tonight is Susan from Washington, whose birthday is October the 8th, 1960. Are you there, Susan?
Oh, hello, Robert. Yes, I am. How are you?
Good. Welcome to the show.
Thank you very much. First time I've called in. My question is, everybody there was trying to get out of love. I'm looking to see if there's any love coming into my life.
Well, let me ask you a question. Do you have any time? Do you have any time for love?
Yeah, I do.
Now, come on now. Think about it a minute before you answer.
Uh-huh. Well,
do you have
yes.
any time for a relationship?
I do have time, yeah. I'm making it. So I'm going to make time.
Oh, okay. Because usually, you know, Ace of Diamonds are usually pretty busy.
Uh-huh.
And really, I mean, they can have relationship, but it seems to always take away from their career. Seems to. Now, maybe it doesn't, but it does seem that way. Have you experienced that in the past?
Yes, I have.
Okay, just curious.
Yeah,
so,
no, I have, but yes.
Yeah, so, you know, okay, so I can tell you if you have influences for love, all right?
Yes.
Have you met anybody recently at all?
No, not in the last 2 months, no.
Okay. And do you get a chance to go out and meet anybody?
Yes, I do, from time to time. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I do. Haven't met anyone.
All right. Well, I see you're going to be having a relationship with somebody by your next birthday, for sure. Okay?
Yeah.
It's not going to happen tomorrow.
Oh,
an ace of diamonds are supremely impatient.
Yes, you got that one right.
They can't wait for anything, and I know because I'm an ace of diamonds myself.
Okay. Okay, so you know.
So I didn't mean to torture you.
I'm working on the patience part.
But you're going to have to wait a little bit. Have to go through a period of dating and trying out a few different things and, you know, getting kind of to see what it is you really like and don't like about men all over again. Those things have to happen.
I kind of found that part out.
Well, you know, how long you been out of the market there?
Just the last couple of years I've been.
Yeah. Yeah, well, it's long enough that you got to get reacquainted. So I see you having a period before your birthday where you're dating several guys,
mm-hmm.
you know, and then you picking one of them.
Gosh, I even get to pick, huh?
you always have had the choice, always.
Oh, my goodness.
You've always had the power of choice.
Yes.
The women don't know this. They think men pick them, but that's not true at all. A man won't even approach you if you tell him you're not interested. If you give him a signal, you know, like go away, he's not going to come around.
Oh, yeah. Well, yes, I do give those signals to the ones I don't want.
Well, of course, but we're looking for the signal to make sure we want to make sure it's safe to come over and chit chat. You know.
Yep. Yeah.
We don't want to walk over and be shot down and walk home with our tail between our legs and be all. Embarrassed and everything, you know what I mean?
Oh, yeah, no, I don't do that either.
The male ego is very fragile.
I have certainly found that out. I think sometimes we guys are big babies. You know? I go, why would I want another child?
We are. We're all like 6 years old. What can you do?
Thank you for...
Kill us and you can't live without us forever, you know.
That's exactly right. Can't live with you, can't live without you. So, like, Ace of Diamonds, but now, is there another card? Like, you talked about these other people have these two cards.
Yours is the Five of Hearts.
And what does that mean?
It means freedom is really big for you.
Yes, it does mean. Yeah, freedom is. I like my freedom.
Yeah, so the kind of relationship you would have would be unusual. This is fun talking to you. You're an easy guest.
Yes, I am. I should be an easy date too, right?
Because I don't know. I think you'll be. I think you'll be pretty easy, but you'll be hard to get. And I mean, you know, I don't know. Ace of Diamonds. They're like a little kooky, all right? I just, you know, not in a bad way, but they are a little kooky.
Okay. Yes. Oh, yeah. We're a little just different.
Yeah. Yeah. So, you know, guys got to be able to tolerate that, you know.
But, yes.
But you guys are very cute, so I'm sure you'll find just the right guy. Look for King of Clubs men. They're really great, but they will probably want to settle down, which will scare you and want to run away.
King of Clubs men. What are they like? What's King of
Clubs
men?
There's 12 birthdays of that card.
Okay.
you need to go get my book, Love Cards. Okay. And it'll tell you everything about everybody you meet. You'll have so much fun. You'll know exactly what guys are up to before they even say a word. As soon as you know the birthday, of course. That's a lot of fun.
That's a lot of fun. King of Clubs men. And then what, 12 different birthdays for the King of Clubs men?
Yeah, it's one of the most common cards in the entire deck. There's so many of them running around. They're everywhere.
Yeah, fishnets, you know, and just...
There's one of every sun sign. There's a Gemini. There's a Sag. There's not a Capricorn, but there's two Tauruses to make up for it. So.
Oh, okay. No, yeah, Tauruses are good, and Aries. Aries would be a good one.
That's your opposite, Aries.
Oh.
I don't know if that'd be so great or not. It might be. Just don't try to change each other.
Huh.
Okay.
So I do have the choice, huh?
You'll always have the choice. So thanks for being my guest. And, you know, call back after you've gotten out in the market and let's get an update on all the guys you're dating and stuff, okay?
Yes, you'll have to give me. I'll have to call you with their birthdays. Then I have to find their birthday.
Exactly. Get their birthday and go, is this guy a King of Clubs or what? All right, Susan, you have a great night and thanks for being my guest.
Hey, Robert. Thank you very much.
Bye-bye. Bye. Okay, that concludes our show. I've had a lot of fun. I hope you guys did, too. We're going to end tonight with our favorite song, Gayatri, the Gayatri Mantra, a very ancient Sanskrit mantra put to a nice, relaxing music. I hope you love it. We'll see you next Monday night, same time with new stuff, new announcements, and new fun. This is Robert Lee Camp saying good night.
Vasya Vimahe Deyo Yona Prachodaya. Om Bhurbhuva Svaha Tat Savitur Vahinyam Parvo Devasya Vimahe Deyo Yona Prachodaya. Deyo Yona Prachodayam.